class is Moving in the Gifts of Revelation and Prophecy. I'm your instructor, Pastor Ron Walker. We welcome the internet students as well as those that are on Roku. You are in for a life-changing. This whole school will change the way you think about church. This is not church as usual. You know, I want you to relax. We're not here to hurt you. We're here to bless you. But I guarantee you, we're going to challenge you, make your life different. Amen. Now, instructions, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, 1 Corinthians chapter 14. I need you to read those three chapters. Amen. Because this book deals with moving in the gifts. Most of us who are familiar with being filled with the Holy Spirit, we have not seen the manifestation of the Holy Spirit. I'm talking about all nine gifts in manifestation on a consistent basis. And I believe that's because we have not had the government right in the church, heaven, the earth, with the apostle and prophets being the foundation. So with God restoring us back to his original intent, I believe that we're going to see much power demonstrated. So by reading 1 Corinthians 12, 13, and 14, it's going to prepare you for not only what you're going to read in the book, but for the things that you will be taught here in class. Amen. Now, if you take out your books and go to your preface, we'll begin. We'll look at 1 Corinthians 12 for a minute, but we're going to start with the preface. That's page number 3. I'll make a few statements out of there. Moving in the gifts of revelation and prophecy. It says the prophetic flow has always been the focus of many desiring believers who want to tap into the supernatural dimensions of the Spirit. So this whole school is about moving in the Spirit. How many of you have noticed in the secular world, most of the movies that are coming out has to do with the supernatural? Huh? How many of y'all have noticed that? Has to do with the supernatural. Why? Because there's a craving. Now, the church, we more than anybody else should desire to function in the supernatural. Because the church itself is supernatural. It was born out of the supernatural. Have you ever heard of a woman being conceiving a child without the use of a man? Tell somebody that's supernatural. See, so the church is established in a supernatural way. So the gifts of the Spirit are supernatural. This will cause us to be different than the world. Are you listening to me? Now, the prophecy gift sets the flow of the Holy Spirit's river for all other gifts to flow through. The prophecy gift. Now let me explain that. You have nine gifts of the Spirit. Nine gifts are nine manifestations of the Holy Ghost. They're broken down basically into three categories. You have your vocal gifts or your speaking gifts. They are prophecy, diverse kinds of tongues, and interpretation of tongues. Those are your speaking gifts. You, as we progress in the lesson, you will find out that these are gifts of inspiration. It causes people to be inspired. Vocal gifts make us aware of God's presence. And then we have the next set of gifts. We call them revelational gifts. They are the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, and discerning of spirits. They are gifts that what? Reveal something. Amen. And we'll get into all of them deeper. Then the final category, we would call those the power gifts, gifts of healing, working of miracles, and special faith. Now, Jesus, in his earthly ministry, functioned in all nine manifestations. And I believe that's where we have to go now. We cannot just be a church that operate on speaking in unknown tongues. Now, come on, talk to me. How many of y'all in here speak in tongues? Raise your hand high, because if you don't, you will. Amen. Don't get upset. It's for the Catholics, the Baptists, the Presbyterians, the Methodists. It's for African-American, AME, all you can name. It's for every believer. So I don't want you to get afraid. You should desire to speak in tongues. Speaking in tongues is not for the ministers. It's for all of us, because it's our supernatural communication with a God who we cannot see. Now, I don't know about you, but I've been in some jams, and English couldn't get me out. I didn't even have the words to articulate to God. But oh, my goodness, When I begin to pray in a language unknown to me, but known to God, it's amazing how God will answer you. That's right. Amen. Even though you're speaking in an unknown tongue, God will cause you to interpret what you're praying and give you direction for your life. So that's where we hit it. All right. So y'all got it. You have 9 manifestations of the Spirit. Now, the reason I wanted to say that was because the reason we have not saw movement or development and all of the other gifts is because we have not developed fully in the gift of prophecy. Prophecy is the back which all of the other gifts flow upon. Prophecy. What is prophecy? A divine utterance that comes from God. Amen. Simply speaking, all of the scripture is prophecy. Men of God were moved as the Holy Spirit came upon them. They were inspired to speak, and they began to write down that which the Holy Ghost had said. Amen? All right. Now, so it says the prophecy gift sets the flow of the Holy Spirit river to all of the what? Other gifts to flow. You see that in your books? Through. That's on page 4. IV. That should be Roman numeral for 4, huh? Been out of school a while. All right. Amen. Just follow along best you can. It's best to pay attention, though. Listen to me. It's in the book. When you read it, you say, oh, that's what the Reverend was talking about. Okay? Flow through. Now, the prophecy gate of inspired words of the Spirit. The stronger the prophetic flow, the stronger the impact of the other 8 gifts. You got it? The 6 gifts. 6 gifts. Now, let me tell you why it's 6 gifts. Because some of y'all going to look. Prophecy is a divine utterance in a known tongue. So if I talk to you in English and the spirit of prophecy come upon me, I can begin to prophesy to you in English. You understand, right? But then that's a dime, okay? Equate prophecy to a silver dime. But now there are 2 other gifts, divers kinds of tongues and interpretation of tongues, which are equivalent to prophecy. Y'all got it? Divers kinds of tongues and interpretation of tongues. That's why when we get into talking about the development of these gifts, Paul say, when you pray in an unknown tongue, pray that you may interpret. Why? Because, see, when you speak in an unknown tongue, if all you're doing is speaking in tongues, speaking in tongues, speaking in tongues, you're just edifying yourself. But the purpose of prophecy is to build up and to edify the entire body, the entire church. So if I just stand up here tonight and start speaking in tongues and none of y'all know what I'm saying, it's not going to do you any good. That's why Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 14 say, I speak in tongues more than all of you. But when I'm in a church setting, I'd rather speak in English or in whatever language he was speaking in a known tongue to you than to stand up here and try to impress you with my tongues. See, tongues are not for impressing people. It doesn't make you spiritual. It's a gift to communicate with God so that we can impact people's lives. Are you with me? Okay. Now, it's so prophecy is equivalent to what? Divers kinds of tongues and interpretation of tongues. Are you listening to me? So that's where you want to go. That's what you ought to be seeking God for. Not just, Lord, I'm praying in tongues and pray for an hour. Lord, teach me to interpret what I'm praying. You know, when you pray in unknown tongues, you're speaking mysteries, the Bible say. Mysteries. But how many of you know God's mysteries are made to be revealed? To who? You. So you can function supernaturally. Okay. The discerning of spirits is a must for what? All those who want to minister in the spirit. The discerning of spirits, that's one of those 9 manifestations listed in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. It's for all of those who want to minister in the spirit and in the supernatural. Now, I've been around Apostle Thompson for a while, and one of the things I know about him, he prays in the Spirit all day long. Jude 20, building up yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Why? Because we are spirit beings. We are to live from the inside out, not from the outside in. You heard Jesus made a statement. You should familiarize yourself with it. Jesus said, I live from above. I live from the information I get from my Father. I only do what I hear my Father say. I only do what I see my Father, what I see him do. So he lived in constant communion and constant fellowship with God. Study the scriptures. Jesus didn't choose 12 apostles until he had prayed all night long. That's Lionel Richie. I understand you needed that. Because y'all like y'all tight up here like a gate. Y'all better wake up. Come on. Get up here. I'm not going to hurt you. I'm going to teach you, though. You know, you need to learn how to pray all night long. Y'all know why this generation don't get where it's supposed to get? Because this is a microwave generation. They want to order it at the window. Come on, somebody, like they're going to McDonald's and pick it up. No, baby. When it comes to spiritual things, you got to labor in the spirit. You got to learn how to get on your knees and tell God, I'm not getting up till you talk. Amen. How many of y'all work out in the morning? People won't look pretty. All y'all won't lose weight. Come on, somebody. We going to exercise, robocize, all that stuff. Well, let's get up in the morning and pray. So I want to encourage you every day to pray in the spirit. Pray in the spirit. Pray in the spirit. And while you're praying in the spirit, ask God to give you the, Lord, I want to interpret what I'm praying. So I can learn to what? Prophesy. Are y'all with me? Okay. So Apostle Thompson made this statement, in order to build in the spirit, build in the spirit. See, we're not to build in the flesh because the church is a supernatural church. Jesus told, when Peter got that revelation, I know who you are. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus said, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood had not revealed that unto you, but my Father which is in heaven. And upon this rock, what rock? The rock of revelation. That Jesus was the Christ, the Son of God. Jesus said, I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Jesus was talking about moving in the spirit. See, have you noticed that you even though you're a spirit being, you live in an earthen vessel, body, flesh, so you can function here physically. But the enemy you got to fight, you can't see. Now you tell me God is bad. God told Satan, I'm going to tell you how bad I am. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to take some men and some women, and I'm going to get in them. And they can't see you, but they're going to whip you because they're going to hear from me. And they're going to see God, when you're flowing in the spirit, that's your navigation. That's your navigating. God, boy, if you can hear God's voice, the fight is over. If you can just hear God's voice, and that's what we're here for. When we start talking about moving in the gifts, it's talking about hearing from God. All of the gifts are based on prophecy. Follow Jesus' life. When he healed, he heard and spoke. Amen. Amen. Let's go. It says all prayer warriors, all intercessors, all song leaders, and ministers in the word need to move in the discerning of spirits accurately. Without this gift, you cannot accurately build in the spirit. Now, many of you who are part of this ministry, you can see the movement of God from conception to now. I submit unto you that this is one of the greatest men in the earth realm. Not because I'm with him, but by reason of his accomplishments. And he always points you to who he following, God. Y'all better wait. I'm serious. That's what this school is about. You didn't come here just to hang out and get book knowledge. You're going to learn how to flow in this school. Your life going to be different. Now, chapter number one, moving in the gifts of revelation and prophecy. Chapter number one, page one, it talks about spiritual ignorance. Spiritual ignorance. Spiritual ignorance. The state of being ignorant. Lack of knowledge. A lack of learning, a lack of information. Now, I want to pause and say this. Most people don't perish for a lack of knowledge. They perish because they reject knowledge. See, just like speaking in tongues. You may be here tonight and don't speak in tongues. Maybe the church you're in don't teach it. But that don't mean the information is not available. Once you hear the information, you become accountable for it. See, I'm not going to follow what the preacher says if the preacher ain't getting in the Bible. I mean, I've never found one scripture where it say tongues ain't for today. And too late to tell me, I speak in them. That'd be like you telling me this suit ain't mine. Well, amen. I just thought I'd put that out there. There's a need for clear teaching and detailed workable knowledge of spiritual gifts. And that's why we're here tonight. Because I've been in church. I'm a Pentecostal boy. Amen. I was born in the, raised in the churches of God in Christ. So speaking in tongues ain't nothing new to me. Amen. My mother and father prayed in tongues so much I was afraid to go in the front room. That's right. They laid on the front room. We went to the side door. Them were some praying people. We said, oh, Lord, if we go through that front door, we're going to get saved today. That's the truth. My brother right there, he'll tell you, our parents had us in fear and trembling. Lord, them people prayed so much, we said, oh, my God, do they do anything else? 1 Corinthians 12. I want to point something out to you. See how far we can get here. Oh, my goodness. Let's do this. I'm going to come back to 1 Corinthians 12. I got to make some progress this year. Spiritual ignorance. God cannot bless spiritual ignorance. Spiritual ignorance is not bliss. You understand? Spiritual ignorance need to be addressed in the areas of the use of spiritual gifts, the employment of spiritual gifts, and the control of spiritual gifts, as well as the discerning of the counterfeit. Now, what does that mean? We have a lot of people just jump up and start speaking in tongues. Out of order. You understand? Out of order. Because in the flow of the Spirit, God always have divine order. So watch this. So if a person jumps up speaking in tongues and can't interpret, they really need to sit down. Because if there's no interpreter there, nobody gonna know what was said. And then everybody just gonna look. Now you got happy. You bucked. You got your shout on. But nobody else was blessed. Amen. And then we have the professional prophesiers. They go around every church. Thus saith the Lord. Come on, amen. They ain't came to listen to nothing the pastor say. Soon as service over, they're ready to jump up and prophesy. Y'all better hear. I've seen all of this stuff in the church. I've been around people who want to prophesy. I got parking lot prophets, telephone prophets, bathroom prophets. All these people have the word. That's not me. I thought that was my alarm going off. Who is that? Okay. I thought that was mine. Okay, let's keep teaching. Come on. Let's keep teaching. So we have to be able to discern the counterfeit. I just come out of a meeting in Plainview, Texas. My spiritual father ministering. Guy jump up there just speak. He only came to prophesy. As soon as he finished, he walked out the door. What kind of mess is that? So we got to correct this. And see, a lot of people don't like. Notice Apostle talked about tonight that the apostles and the prophets going back to God's original intent is about government. What is government for? Order. And if the order right, the people going to be blessed. But if the order is wrong, the people going to be cursed. And so we have too many people functioning in the church out of order, creating confusion. Amen. So if you at a church now, you got a parking lot prophet, you say, I need you to tell that from my pastor right here. If the Lord's speaking to you that strong, let's let somebody be here to judge it. Y'all kind of quiet. This is for your protection. Now, spiritual ignorance can destroy a genuine ministry or a genuine ministry gift that we already possess or a gift that we already possess. Spiritual ignorance can become a tool for the enemy to create frustration in our walk, confusion in our experience, and what? Cripple our confidence and our faith. And then it talks about the remedies for spiritual ignorance, which is what, number one, what? Revelation knowledge. See, listen to me. You don't live by just knowledge. You live by revealed knowledge. That means knowledge that, see, there are a lot of people that have information. But information that has not been revealed to you, you cannot function in. How many of y'all understand that? If there's information you don't understand, it's no good to you. Come on now. That's what's wrong with the church. We have a lot of information, but the Bible says wisdom is the principal thing. Proverbs 4:7. Wisdom is the principal thing. But in all thy get. See, we need to understand how spiritual gifts are supposed to function in the church. Now, for the next few minutes, let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter number 12, because I want to show you something. Because remember, I told you that all of these gifts piggyback on prophecy, right? So we say that the remedy for spiritual ignorance is revelation knowledge. And number two, it says apostolic teaching. Apostolic teaching. Notice you're going to hear this a lot. Apostolic, not a religion. Okay? We ain't no apostolic movement. Well, we're going to change your dress and your hairstyle and all that other stuff. This is about an apostle. God set government in the church. First, apostles. Secondarily, prophets. Thirdly, teachers. After that, gifts of healing. Huh? Working of miracles. Helps. Governments. That's 1 Corinthians 12:28. We'll get that. Now, it's important for you to understand that what we're sharing with you is heaven to earth government. Now, in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, it says, now concerning what? Spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you to be what? Ignorant. I would not have you to be ignorant. In other words, I would not. And one of the reasons we got to deal with these issues is because, see, even some of you in here, the Spirit of God move upon you and want you to prophesy, but you don't feel like you spiritual enough. You don't feel like you qualified to do it. Come on, talk to me up in here. You feel God come up on you. You done listened to Miss Spiritual Guru for so long. You feel inadequate. Amen. That's what happens. See, that's ignorance. When you think, oh, God, if God can speak through a donkey, hello, somebody. You a little bit higher. Much higher, because you were made a little lower than God. Are you listening to me? Now listen to me. It says, now concerning spiritual gifts, I will not have you to be ignorant. You know that you were Gentiles carried away unto these dumb idols, even as you were led. Wherefore, I give you to what? Understand. There it is. That what? No man speaking by the Spirit of God call Jesus a curse. Now, let me tell you why I'm bringing your attention to this scripture. Because I told you all the gifts flow on prophecy. That's a speaking gift. That's a vocal gift. So the church of Corinth, if you read and study the scriptures, the Bible say they were one of the most carnal churches. They were carnal. The Paul told him, he said, I can't feed you with meat, for you are yet babies. Come on. I got to feed you with milk. Now, watch what I'm about to tell you. But yet he said they came behind and no spiritual gift. Y'all understand that? So that told me something. That told me if a carnal babyhood state church could come behind and no spiritual gift, how much more should those of us who are growing in our faith be able to function in these gifts? Well, why haven't we been able to function in these gifts? Fear, intimidation, not feeling like we are spiritual enough. Come on now. Have I got to you yet? So Paul say, wherefore I have you to know that no man speaking by the Spirit of God called Jesus a curse, and no man can say that Jesus is what? Lord, but by what? No man can say. No man can say. See, let's understand something about prophecy. Prophecy, especially the gift of prophecy. The Bible said the spirit of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Anybody want to function in prophecy, anybody functioning in any of the gifts of the Spirit, is to bring glory to God. It's to bring glory to Jesus. It's not to bring glory to yourself. Are y'all with me? Are you with me? Now, your meditation scripture for the night, 1 Corinthians 12:7. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. The manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to do what? To profit. So these gifts of the Spirit is for your profit, for you to be built up. And when you are built up, the body is being built up. Are y'all with me in here? Then we go to, now I'm not going to read all of it, but there are some scriptures I want you to pay attention to. 1 Corinthians 12 and 11. But all these work it, that one and that self same spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. So you know what that tells me? You just don't have one gift. You can function in several of them. So 1 Corinthians 12, 31. What does it say? But covet earnestly the best gifts. But what? Yet I show unto you a more excellent way. What does it mean, covet earnestly the best gift? Most of us don't function in the gifts because we don't have no desire to. You must desire to flow in the Spirit. You must have a desire. You know what covet means? It's a strong desire. But not for the, I want to show off. I want to edify the body. So covet spiritual gifts. Desire spiritual gifts. Somebody say, what's the best gift? The one you need when you got to use it. Hello, somebody. What's the best gift? I didn't hear you. What's the best gift? The one you need when you got to use it. Come on, somebody. How y'all think Jesus healed people? What do you think that was? How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Did you ever think that Jesus flowed in the gifts of healing? Huh? Come on, talk to me. What you think? That's how he did it. How did he perform? Huh? Come on. Working of miracles. That don't sound familiar to you? Jesus functioned in all of these gifts. Come on, talk to me. Remember the woman at the well? Huh? He said, go call your husband. She said, I don't have none. He said, you have said well. You don't have none. The one you're with now is not your husband. And beside that, you didn't have five others. What you think that was? That was the word of knowledge. Hello, somebody. Wake up. See, these gifts will cause us to function supernaturally. People will have to take recognition that we're spending time with God, God talking to you. So nobody can just roll up on you and tell you anything. And you will find out people. Now, listen, let's get something straight now. Just because you could prophesy don't mean you're a prophet. All of us as God's children should be able to prophesy. We're going to cover this. Because prophecy is when you build up the whole church. But just because you prophesy, that don't mean you make you a prophet. You'll learn that there are four gifts that must be in manifestation in your life on a consistent basis to make you a prophet. And that is the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, discerning of spirits, and prophecy. And that's why when you read in the Old Testament about the prophets, it always said, the word of the Lord came unto me saying. The word of the Lord came unto me saying. How many of y'all remember that? Yeah, if you read the Bible, that's another. Let me encourage you. Read the Bible. Because if you don't read the Bible, it's going to be hard to keep up in this school. Because we don't have time to just read all the book. See, we got to teach you what the book is saying and what we're learning from the apostle. Now, that's the key point. Every instructor at this school must be properly connected to the apostle. Because we're not operating on our own. I'm not here to impress you with how good I teach. I'm connected. My whole life has changed because of the connection. I live in an anti-prosperity region, but because of the connection, things just keep on flowing. Are you listening? So read chapters 1 and 2. Y'all say, Lord, Apostle just gave us 3. Now you giving us 2. Amen. At least read it. And moving in the gifts of revelation and prophecy, chapters 1 and 2. Amen. I believe my time is up. I will encourage you all, everybody, Darrow campus students and online students, you are given quizzes after every class. A word to the wise is sufficient. If you take the quizzes, you will do well in this class. Because many of your test questions or your exam questions will come straight from the quizzes. All right? Okay. It certainly is a pleasure being with y'all tonight. Look forward to the rest of the school year. Amen.